I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Israel was cyber attacked today. A hacker claiming to be from Saudi Arabia brought down several high-profile websites. They included the sites of the Tel Aviv Stock Exchange, Israel's national airline El Al, and three Israeli banks. The immediate damage was limited, but as The World's Matthew Bell reports from Jerusalem, the attacks represent an escalation in a cyber war between Israel and some of its enemies.
Stock trading was not affected, and neither was air travel. In essence, the incident adds up to politically inspired acts of digital vandalism, says Benji Portnoy. He's an information security specialist with the company Symantec.
These are not particularly sophisticated attacks. They're actually kind of attacks that can be done pretty easily, and no actual damage was done as far as data or any actual damage to the websites that were hacked.
The damage in today's denial-of-service attack was contained, but Israeli IT experts say there is reason to worry. In the last couple of weeks, Israel has been the target in a series of highly publicized cyber attacks carried out by people claiming to be pro-Palestinian activists. At least one, an apparent Saudi hacker going by the name of Ox Omar, published credit card information for thousands of Israelis online. This morning, Ox Omar reportedly tipped off Israeli news organizations that he was part of an anti-Israel hacker network that was planning to bring down the websites of Israel's stock exchange and national airline. Yaakov Lapin writes about cybercrime for the Jerusalem Post. He says it's impossible to verify the identity of Ox Omar, but the hacker and others like him do seem to be having some success.
We've seen examples of these kinds of networks rising up before in this loosely defined anonymous hacking network. So nothing that's taking place now is new. The only development here that's new is that it's being directed in a semi-organized way against Israel.
Lapin says government agencies in Israel are rather advanced in the ways of cybersecurity, but the private sector, he says, has some catching up to do. In the meantime, Lapin says it's likely this hacker war will continue to escalate. He says he's been in touch with a number of Israeli hackers who are planning retaliation.
They said that they plan on publishing credit cards that were hacked from Saudi websites, Saudi shopping websites, and release information about how to break into bank accounts. And they're going to do a tit-for-tat campaign every time that Israel's attacked. They say they're going to respond in kind.
For its part, the Islamist group Hamas, which controls the Gaza Strip and refuses to recognize Israel, has welcomed the recent spate of cyber attacks against the Jewish state. Hamas is calling on Arab youth to join the online campaign against Israel. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell in Jerusalem.